Syria at a time that is extremely difficult in their lives. He's also been a valued member of the Bartlesville community his entire life. We at the Stump Funeral Home would like to invite you all to stop by our funeral home to sign a card for Ed and come join us at the Washington County Fairgrounds Monday, July 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. for a reception honoring Ed. Come by the Stump Funeral Home, 1600 Southeast Washington Boulevard, and sign a card for Ed. And please join us Monday evening, July 22nd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey to celebrate and commemorate 50 years of service to Stump Funeral Home and the community of Bartlesville.
Hi, I'm Jessica Butler, and I am the parent of a student who attends Bartlesville High School. Our high school is a source of pride throughout our community. Bond issues allow us to properly maintain it to meet the needs of our students. The Fine Arts Center auditorium is 15 years old, so it needs a few updates, and we need to replace the decades-old elevator in the main building. Previous bond issues funded take-home Chromebooks for high school students, allowing teachers to use modern instructional methods. We need to maintain that support to ensure our students continue to benefit from them. On Tuesday, August 13th, two bond issues will go before voters to address challenges we face at Bartlesville High School and throughout the district, and they will do so without raising taxes. I am urging you to vote yes and yes on the two bond issue proposals on August 13th. Paid for by Committee for Bartlesville Schools.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
There are worse things than being dumb. There's also being dangerous. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat, wants to abolish not only ICE, but the Department of Homeland Security. Eliminating DHS would allow terrorists to bring box cutters and bombs aboard airplanes and again target New York City, a part of which he is supposed to represent in Congress. Many Democrats support DHS, including the chairman of the House Homeland Security and Intelligence Committees. Abolishing those agencies would also invite in even more illegal aliens, including violent criminals and drug smugglers. The rhetoric of the four freshman congresswomen, known as the Squad, is dangerous, and if their policies are adopted, America would be a far different country. How do people like this get elected? Part of it is apathy from voters, and the other part is organizational skills by people who hate America and want it destroyed. Need any more motivation to vote and vote smart in next year's election to rid us of these dumb and dangerous people? I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. you can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 877-25-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 877-25-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 877-25-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 877-25-STEEL. That's 877-257-8335. 877-25-STEEL.
And good morning, and we are live right here on K1, and today we are going to have our community connection, and if you've got your Facebook out there, you can catch us live, and we're in living color, and we're talking with the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition with Matthew Spencer and Nolan Jones. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Tom.
It's great. We talked about, I think about a month ago, about a special event that's coming up. And Matthew, I'd like to for you to go ahead and take the lead on this.
Sure. Sounds great. So we're proud members of the Suicide Prevention Coalition here in Washington County. Mm-hmm. Our mission is we want to spread the word on the risks of opioid or RX overdose, mm-hmm. and then also assist with the community with suicide, mm-hmm. and trying to make sure that we're able to use events and outlets such as this to inform people on how to address the issue of suicide and help loved ones or themselves that may be in that situation. Mm-hmm. So we are just really, really amped up. We've got a lot more lined out for our suicide prevention summit. We have done this every year. We believe we were just talking about this. We've done it so many years, we've almost lost count. we believe we're at year six now.
Okay.
Of doing this. And we have our speaker lined out for this year. It is going to be Dr. Martina Jelly. And she also is going to bring some friends with her from the University of Oklahoma Internal Medicine. She's the professor and vice chair for the research for the Department of Internal Medicine at the University of Oklahoma College of Medicine, mm-hmm. there in Tulsa.
Very, very good. Now, when is the event going to take place?
So the event takes place on the 12th of September. It's going to be very unique this year. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've held a day event in which we've offered CEUs for licensed professionals. And this year, we're not only going to offer those CEUs in the morning time and for the afternoon, but we're also going to be offering CLEAT hours for the officers as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have be able to impact more people with our event. And with that also, we've had a evening event in the past, and we have decided this year to open up our speaker in the afternoon and also our panel, which is put together with representatives from the community. Last year we had the superintendent was able to speak, Mike Hunter, the attorney general, was present and able to speak on our panel. We also had members of law enforcement and doctor, a member from Mental Health Association in Tulsa, a lot of professional people that know what they're talking about whenever it comes to suicide and the prevention and also, RX management.
So we've got the day. Where are we going to put this? How are we going to house this? Sounds like you got a lot going on here. You got a building big enough to hold it all?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center. So
That is pretty big.
Yes,
I was just in there to see Oklahoma. It's huge.
One good thing about that too to point out is the fact that we've got a lot of room up there, and we'd love to fill that thing up one of these days. And by bringing the public in, mm-hmm. for the afternoon program and the guests that we're going to have and so forth that we're in the process of inviting now, it will be a very nice afternoon. So we hope you come out and help support that.
And that's Nolan Jones, who is helping out with us here today. He's also with the Suicide Prevention Coalition. We just had Nolan in here yesterday, so he's starting to sound familiar. Yes, one and the same. Go ahead. Go ahead, Matthew Spencer.
Yeah, so with that, we've kind of introduced the event. We kind of got to talk about why we're having it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that involves, you know, we talked about that awareness factor, knowing what, you know, what to do and why it's there. And, you know, nationally, there's about 13.9 individuals mm-hmm. per 100,000 that have ended their life.
That's
a lot. And it's even higher here in Oklahoma. So we're somewhere between 21 and 22 per 100,000 here in Oklahoma. Some of the more alarming age groups with that involve 15 to 24. We're at 22.5 individuals per 100,000 that are in that age range.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 85 plus, it's 36.3 individuals per 100,000 in the 85 and older population. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're definitely facing, we're up against a crisis here in Oklahoma, and we're doing what we can to spread awareness, try to get people that need it in treatment, you know, just have the community more informed and ready to handle things.
Information is key. It is very key. Nolan, I saw you had a trifold out there, and it's a pamphlet, and something that was written on there in black ink. It says, "Let's talk life." What a message.
Yeah. Matt and Amber Thompson, who is our chairman for the county, and I and others have been trying to figure out a theme for several weeks here now and try to get our publications ready with our posters and advertising and so forth. And that is the theme that has been picked out for this year. Let's talk living. Let's get over the other thing. And, you know, we've been saying let's talk. And the national number is for the suicide people that are needing help and so forth. You go to that 800-273-TALK. And that's 273-8255. And that's something that we're going to tie right into this year again. And that's it. Let's talk about living. How do we do that?
You know, there are so many people who struggle from a variety of different things. You know, we were talking about drugs and depression and everything. So many different people have so many different elements going on in their lives. And these things can trigger them to go through a downward spiral. And I'm sure we're familiar. You as a professional, indeed.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, each family of us, when we look around and so forth, we're not safe from all these things. One or two significant events in our life, losing our job, losing our mate, sickness and all the type of things that come up, it's just challenging. It hits everybody. It doesn't discriminate. It hits everybody. And if you look around, and you don't have to look too far in your family to know a history of somebody that's done it, and hopefully those have just been attempts that were not completed, and we got them. We found it in time, found out what they're trying to tell us, that they don't want to tell us, and that they're doing different. They're different people, and their mind kind of just, it becomes a mental problem for a while.
It does.
And that's where Matt here is so experienced in working with his end of it, which is completely new to me, but the referral and the conferencing and the consulting that he does with them once we get a person to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is incredible.
You know, the biggest talk you're going to have with someone is trying to talk them out of a permanent solution to a temporary situation.
That's
and,
correct.
That is something. You got your hands full with that.
Yeah, and it's something that you know, mental health professionals we're dealing with on a daily basis. So we get to the point where we're more comfortable in talking about it and, mm-hmm. and bringing it up and assessing the situation. What we run into a lot, though, is that there's a high percentage of people that don't always come in for services. You know, they don't always come in to get help. And that's where the community comes in. And working as a community and with your family members and loved ones to kind of point them in the right direction to treatment. You know, have them talk to their doctors, call the hotline whenever you need to, and just make sure that you're getting the help that you need.
Now, I don't know how this works, but sometimes in my life I've seen people who they were the last ones to know they had a problem. Usually that happens with addictions and what have you. But does that also happen with the spiral of depression, that it's so gradual that they don't know that they're slipping that far that fast?
Yeah, it's definitely very, very, very interesting to see that spiral, because we don't always, whenever someone thinks of depression, they think of someone being sad or someone crying a lot. You know, and those can be some of the symptoms, but there's also parts of that that involve just not having much flavor for life, you know, not being able to feel that same oomph for that same happiness that you had before, mm-hmm. you know. And as that stuff creeps up, you know, talk to someone you know or love about it, and they can hopefully point you in the right direction to get some help.
And we have so much to keep up with and try to get involved with people at the right time in our families and our coworkers. And, you know, across America, every 16 minutes, there is a death by suicide.
Oh, my.
And that is just incredible to me. And a minute or two later, think about all the friends, the family, the coworkers, and so forth of that individual are trying. They're now depressed, and they're stressed, and they're thinking, what happened? What happened that I didn't see? And now they're concerned about it, and they go through a grieving process. So it really expands itself just with one of those situations. And we have the question, the QPR, the question, persuade, and refer. And that's the thing that one of the things that we try to do and provide for the public, any kind of group that wants to talk to us, or one-on-one if you want to come in and make arrangements and so forth, we have about an hour program that puts together this question, persuade, and refer, and that gets us back over to from the field there when we see somebody on the bridge and police officers and so forth talking. And, you know, from there, once they talk that situation down and get them to think about living and forget that dying thing to get away from it, but to think about living. These people are going to help you. And get a little eye contact in 4 or 5 minutes. That's the last thing they want to do, is jump off that bridge. And we've been told that by several of our speakers and so forth that have experienced that. Nobody wants to step in front of a train or do that stuff. And just any kind of hope that we can give them to start that QPR with mm-hmm. our emergency responders and so forth, and get them back to the referral and get them into the places that start working and getting that mind straightened back up. And Matt and the group that they have out there at Grand Lakes is where that comes from, and they'll get them into the referrals and get them some help. And usually when something like that happens and they come off that bridge and go with you, you know, they're saying that's the last thing you want to do too. Mm-hmm. And they may never ever try that again. So it's something that it really kind of just is a challenge to everybody that's involved in it. But as a community, we need to become more aware of the fact of watching our neighbors, watching our children and family and so forth, and help out. Make that out. If you see something happening, let's go up and question them. Find out what's happening. And you get down to the point that, well, you ask them, well, are you thinking about suicide? And most of the time, if they are, they will tell you. Second question after that is, what's your plan? If they got a plan, you know they're serious. And so that's when we got to get them to the help out at the Grand Lake Mental Health, or we've got to get them to a hospital, if that's through the emergency people, and then they can start doing something for them.
How can people learn more about not only the Washington County Suicide Coalition, but also about the event? How do we find you online?
Okay, online it's you're the techie.
Yeah. We're under the umbrella of the Wellness Initiative here. Sure. in Washington County.
Yeah.
And So you're more than welcome to check us out at on the Washington County Wellness Initiative Facebook. Also have a website as well, and they've got a link to us. And then we also have a there's a contact number that you can call if you'd like to be involved, and that is 918-876-3056.
All righty. And if someone is in help, we've got that number right there. If they're in crisis, who do they call? Right.
Yeah. And also, you know, the main thing from a national standpoint, we give you that 1-800 number. If you say that you're not comfortable with what situation you're in when you start talking with somebody out there, or find that, yeah, this is critical, I need somebody right now, but I don't know what to do, the first thing you do is call the 1-800 number, tell them what you got, and now you've got a specialist out there that's going to take care of you until that person is to a referral or to a hospital to get help. And so you're not by yourself, even though you're just he and they are at that bridge, you know. You've got that 1-800 number. And if it's a military issue, you dial the 1-800 number, 273-8255, and press 1. And 1 is the code for any kind of military help. And then they get over to the people that the military families and so forth are used to, and that talk and their coverage and so forth that they have. And so that's that one. Now, if you're wanting to do it with text, the international text or the national text number is 741-741 for those who want to use that. If you happen to be Spanish, whenever you get that 1-800 number and they'll have read the menu off of what you prefer, they will have a Spanish number for you, you know, a number for you to press and have the interpreter or a person of your language right there to help you out. And so it's amazing what the 1-800 number on a national basis and the thousands of people that are working up there or out there in Atlanta that are operating this across the country. So you're not alone. We're not alone. We're one of many, many, many out there. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to also talk about just a moment here is the opiate situation that we're reading about, and the judge just completed, and or he's taking it into deliberations and seeing what he's going to decide with that down in Cleveland, Oklahoma. And that is going to be a big turnout to get us some help. And the reason that we're, and thank God we're finally getting on that from the federal level right on down, but for every person who completes suicide, has 80% of those people have drugs and or alcohol in their system. And so instead of handling on the funeral arrangements, let's just keep our emphasis on the suicide prevention, the mental health, but also remember that this overdose situation we got out there that you read about in the paper every day, we got to get a hold of that. And that means you and I both, and everybody's got to get involved, and let's cut that thing out.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of our community connection today. Thank you once again. And you've been listening to Community Connection, and it's a service of Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.